here, let's listen with Gary and Nancy as Grandpa tells them a story.
How would you like to spend a night in prison?
Not I. It wouldn't be a very pleasant place.
I'm sure you remember how the lame man at the beautiful temple gate was healed as Peter and John met him and told him to walk in the name of Jesus. Well, while Peter was talking to all the people who had gathered around to hear about it, the high priest and the temple police came on them. The priests were very upset and indignant through and through because they were teaching that Jesus was alive. Though they had ordered Jesus put to death on the cross and had seen him die, Jesus arose from the grave 3 days after, and hundreds of people had seen him and could prove it. Besides, great miracles were taking place, like this lame man, in the name of Jesus. So the angry priests rushed up.
Arrest these men. Put them in prison. We'll show them they can't teach the people about Jesus.
Why? What did these good men do?
If helping a lame man means one has to go to prison, I'd say fill up the prison with good men like these and we'd have hundreds more sick and crippled folk healed.
I'd say it's the priest who should be going to prison. Then we would have some peace and enjoy the good words of these godly men.
Yes, they are my friends. And there they are, marched off to prison. And I haven't even had the chance to show them a kindness.
That wasn't fair, was it, Grandpa?
No, it wasn't. But even though they put those good men, Peter and John, in prison unjustly, the Bible has some good news. It tells us that many of those who heard the message believed and trusted in Jesus Christ as their Savior, and their number grew and came to about 5,000.
Then they couldn't stop people from trusting in Jesus.
When Jesus died on the cross, he died for your sins and mine. God only asks that we believe in his Son and what he did for us, that we might have his gift of everlasting life. Will you trust him as your Lord and Savior and be saved today?